today's gonna be a good day. That's today's gonna be a good day. That's today's gonna be a good, good day.
Here's the way for you to spend while away, if you will, minutes, seconds. That's what I did in order. It would be seconds, minutes, hours, moments of your precious time. We respect the fact that you've decided to spend some of it with those of us who are here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is back from her sweat and strain in Hawaii.
Boy, am I tan.
Are you really?
Well, tan for me, which is usually a shade of beige.
Yeah, I would think it would be hard because you have such fair skin. You'd get burned up.
It's amazing how as you get older, your white skin just...
Tell me about getting older. That'd be very nice. Let's hear it from Jennifer about getting... She's 33.
But as a kid, I used to burn, but now...
I've known you since you were a teenager.
You really have, yeah.
I have.
That's pretty funny, isn't it?
It is kind of funny, actually.
I've been driving since I've known you.
Yeah, that was it. You had your license and you met me. I've been around since then. 800-510-8255, Father's Day in the Focus. Some good news. What are you getting your father for Father's Day, Jennifer? It was our poll question yesterday. I'm going to expect you to get the Facebook thing cooking up again because I haven't had time to deal with it. You usually are the best connection to our Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. So for Father's Day, what are you getting your dad? We can continue that conversation and make it, or revive it, if you will, make it the daughter's side as opposed to maybe the son's side. Although the daughters are better at this. For example, Megan is here with me for Father's Day. Where's Brendan? Who knows?
Hey, I knew Megan was going to be with you for Father's Day because my dad ran into Megan and wanted to know how the old man was.
When did she see Megan?
When did he see Megan? At the LA Wine Festival last weekend.
Oh, yeah, she goes all the time because of various connections on her husband's side of the family to what you do in the Wine Fest. That's right, yeah. All right, so they recognize each other. Oh, Megan. Oh, Mike.
My dad went up to her. So, how's the old man?
Oh, cute. All right. So, what are you getting your dad for Father's Day? So far, let's see here. 34% of you, when responding, said, when's Father's Day? It's this weekend. Hello.
It snuck up on me, too. Don't feel bad.
Really? 27% of you said dinner out. 20% of you said a card. Let's see, 9% said a phone call. 7% said some kind of electronic gadgetry.
Oh, there's my dad.
Which brings us around to asking the 2020 News Cruise question, maybe a little bit early, but I think it's worth it. The list of important A&E has listed the 101 most important gadgets of all time.
Mm-hmm.
What's number one? 800-510-8255. Actually, better that we have the top two because, well, it'll become obvious if you have the list. What's number one and what's number two on the list? Maybe this gives you an idea, or actually gives you two ideas of things to get for Dad for Father's Day. The number one and number two ranking gadget of all time, according to A&E.
Are these big or little gadgets?
If I give you too much, it gives it away.
All right.
This is, by the way, this was a special produced with Popular Mechanics, and so it really has some strength to it, if you will. The number one and number two gadget. And I would say it was more, I guess the focus more be on smaller than larger, if that helps you a little bit. All right. 800-510-8255. What are the gadgets that have mojo? What gadgets have mojo?
Well, I know you have mojo, Doug. So
thank you, but I'm not a gadget.
You're not a gadget.
Yeah. All right. 800-510-8255. Okay. So today's poll at DougStephan.com, which of these dad's sayings did you find yourself repeating to your children?
Oh, no.
I'll give you something to cry about. Were you raised in a barn? It builds character.
Oh, yeah.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
I've heard that.
Go ask your mother. Right?
Okay. All right, so what would you say? Because you're the only one that can play in this.
Which of these, what, the dad sayings?
Uh-huh.
Which would I say?
Yeah, which of those have you said to
your kids? Megan, we're wandering around down here. I don't
mostly
know.
Mostly probably to Brendan. Maybe we should call him.
Yeah. I don't know that I said any of those. I mean, I think you can find any number of, there are plenty more of Dad's words of wisdom. You laughing at me? I think that children want to know that their parents, maybe in this case their dads, are funny. You know, I think that that's, let's see, I've said to Megan so many times how much I love her. Okay, what's the sentence that starts, when I was your age?
Yes. I could imagine you saying that.
Yeah, right.
In fact, you
My father did. Used to tell me, that would be something that I would have said perhaps. You've heard the stories from all the fathers who used to walk to school in the snow.
Uphill both ways.
Right. Mm-hmm. I probably would have said, make sure you're home on time or early.
Mm-hmm.
I would have talked about how tough life is from time to time. Get your head out of the fridge before your ears get frostbite.
My grandfather used to always tell me I was sitting too close to the TV and I'd ruin my eyesight.
Right, oh yeah.
And he was right, by the way. I am blind as a bat. So.
Young lady, you'd better straighten up and don't roll those eyes at me.
My dad, I think the message that my dad has told me over and over again is, if I knew what I did at your age, I'd be a better man. So he always tries to impart on me what he knows now so that I can do it at an earlier age than he did.
All right, here's coffee's bad for you. That's probably something I've said to Megan more times than I can count.
I'm drinking coffee right now.
I know, I understand.
I thought it's good
for
you.
No longer, but I know. But when Megan first started drinking coffee when she was in college, it really bothered me because I didn't want her to drink coffee. And now we find out, and she's happy
it's good
for you. That it's good for you, yeah. And that's been something that's gone back and forth with us for years and years and years and years. All right, so two things here. Your father and what he has told you, if you are the son and daughter of a good man, help yourself to 800-510-8255. Or if you're a father, what did you say to your children that has come back to haunt you? Maybe, not necessarily
that's
a negative
question.
Way. Yeah. All right, and I want to find out for a swell prize what the number one and number two gadgets of all times
just
are.
Just talk to the boys, Mary.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That came back to haunt him.
Uh-huh. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And 7 is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7, available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
800-510-8255, 2020 News Quiz. This program is out this week. A&E has made some interesting points, done some research with the folks at Popular Mechanics to rank the great gadgets of all time. So our question here is to figure out what they are. 800-510-8255. There'll be some pejoratives here, Jennifer. I'm sure that is what people are using themselves. Bob, for example, what do you think the top two gadgets are?
Well, I think your top one is a battery-powered screwdriver gun and something to do. Your second one would be something with socket sets.
Uh-huh. All right, good guesses. Not at the top of the list, but certainly practical things. Thank you for that. Mary in Oregon, what do you think the top two gadgets are according to this A&E program with Popular Mechanics?
Well, I'm going to say the electric shaver and then maybe the weed whacker.
And both similar. I like
yeah,
that.
Right, exactly. Use a weed whacker on your face. All right, Mary, thank you. No, those are not the top two. Matt in the Upper Peninsula, go ahead. What do you think the top two are?
Good morning.
Morning.
I know these probably aren't the top two, but I know they're really, really close.
Yeah.
It would be, for dads, it would be the recliner and the TV clicker box.
The recliner and the TV clicker box.
You are a genius.
Yeah, that's not
bad.
Well,
you know, that's what I try to tell my kids. They look at me for Father's Day, and, you know, you tell them something, and then they come back to you, and they give you that deer in the headlights stare, and you can always point at them and say, I told you so. And
how old are your children?
I've got one that's 19, 16, and 13.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
I lucked out, Doug.
Yeah, so. Nothing wrong with that. Well, you didn't luck out because you don't have the top one and two items that are on this A&E list.
Good guess,
but you had a nice guess. That was good. Thank you for the call, Matt. Have a happy Father's Day. Susan, what sort of things did your father say to you?
He used to say, stop wishing your life away, young lady.
Stop wishing your life away.
Oh, that's so true.
You know, he'd say, you know, I wish I was old enough I could leave, or I wish I could do this, but I'm not old enough.
All right, so what...
Stop wishing your...
How would you describe your relationship in general with your father then and now?
Well, then it was very good. Now he's not living.
Oh, that's too bad.
But he used to always tell my brother, you better treat her right, young man, or you know the consequences.
Treat her right being you.
No, a lady that he would take out, better treat her right, or you know the consequences, boy.
Yeah, that's something to be said for that. I don't know that I ever heard anything like that from my father.
And that Popular mechanic thing I heard you guys talking about, is it the skill saw and screwdrivers?
No. Those are good guesses, but those are not the correct guesses. Thank you, Susan. 800-510-8255. Ron in Wisconsin, what do you think the number one and number two gadgets of all time are?
And it's a skeet
saw. Well, I would guess since we're talking gadgets, we're not talking tools, so I would guess a cell phone and a computer. Hey, Doug, a couple of things my dad used to tell me. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yep.
And his number one was, don't tell your mother.
Ah, perfect. All right, those are not the number one and number two, but you're getting close.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and J.C. Penney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Manager of Candace Bushnell, the creator of Sex and the City, reportedly planning a tell-all book about the early days of the series. Apparently, Ashton Kutcher didn't get a part on the show because he wouldn't sleep with Kim Cattrall. She was difficult to work with.
No.
I think she's hot.
I could see your relationship with her lasting a long time.
Yeah, it wouldn't last. Who cares about a relationship?
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and you have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing's good. I want to be friends with it.
From the party, let's step into the day.
Radio Shack in the news. Radio Shack is attempting to appeal to a wider customer base, so they're changing their name to The Shack. Yeah, experts say it's perfect for consumers who are scared off by high-tech buzzwords like radio.
Well, in the wake of record losses, U.S. Postal Service announced it's cutting 7,500 jobs. But today a spokesman for the Post Office said those positions could be restored if this whole email thing turns out to be nothing but a fad.
All right, in the Conan piece, there was a hint as to what one of the number one and number two items are. We're looking for the number one and number two items on the A&E list of the 101 most popular gadgets of all time. 800, sort of self-serving perhaps, 800-510-8255. Also talking about Father's Day, things your father said to you. How would you describe your dad, too? I'd love to do that. A word, one word to describe your dad. So we have two things going on here, which is not unusual for us to be following a couple of different threads. Jennifer Horn here. Good to be along. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day for Friday. Ken in Colorado Springs. What do you think the gadgets are that we're talking about?
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of a fun tongue-in-cheek thing here. I was going to say the thermos bottle, vacuum thermos bottle. You want to know why?
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 Well, because it'll keep hot things hot and cold things cold. But how does it know?
Interesting.
That's pretty pensive.
You know,
that's pretty,
pretty smart.
When you get right down to it, that's pretty provocative. It isn't silly. That's provocative. How does the thermos know whether what you put in it is hot or cold? It maintains temperature. I think that's probably what somebody would tell you. That's the it isn't about hot and cold. It just gets used more to keep things cold. I remember, though, as a kid in my Roy Rogers and a Lone Ranger lunchbox. They both had thermos bottles in them. And sometimes I had soup in thermos.
Chicken noodle soup.
And sometimes I had a cold drink.
Orange juice.
Yeah, right. All right. Ken, what about your dad? What do you want us to know about your dad?
Well, I thought about that while I was holding in. I would say probably his work ethic, that, you know, he did what he needed to do to take care of his family, and I'm the same way.
Yep. Good for you. Congratulations. Have a wonderful Father's Day with your children on Sunday. Here's Robert in Hannibal, Missouri, next up on Good Day with a guess as to what the number one and two gadgets are on this list. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think?
I say radio and TV.
You're half right. Excuse me.
Can I guess which half?
Well, yeah, you can do that, Jennifer, if you want.
I think it's radio.
Radio is the number two item of the gadgets that have been invented since we started inventing modern gadgets. Radio is the number two item on the list. Radio takes itself for granted so often, even though this week we found out, Jennifer, there are 7 or 9 million more people listening to the radio now than there were at this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really do itself justice. We kind of take it for granted. So you get half of a prize, I suppose, Robert. We'll give you something. Radio is number two. Television is not number one. What is number one on this list of the 101 gadgets of all time? 800-510-8255, plus more about your dad as Father's Day approaches here on Good Day.
Research reveals that many people share the misguided belief that seeing well translates to good eye health. As a result, many don't take the necessary steps to protect their eyes to keep them healthy. To help educate and improve the eye health of Americans, a new radio program, Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, by AccuView brand contact lenses, provides timely and relevant information and resources to help families manage their eye health. When it comes to taking care of your eyes, Dr. Robert Rosenthal tells host, health blogger Dr. Val Jones, that there is more to an eye exam than just seeing if you need new glasses or contact lenses.
An eye exam is more than just checking vision. An eye exam is an extension of your medical exam.
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon, AccuView Vistacon, and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag. Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide qualified customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This good day, it is a gift from you.
Hey, it's 33 after the hour. Do you know that, Jennifer?
Hey, it is, Dougie.
27 before the new hour. Always nice to have Jennifer's nice, bright voice and personality with us here on the Good Day program as we celebrate Father's Day on this good day. On this Good Day program, at the moment, we are also focused on the gadgets that we all have found in our lives. The number two, I asked for the number one and number two gadget. Number two is the radio. Now, you look at this list, there are a lot of other things. Obviously, television and things that we've mentioned, some cool things. But what's number one? 800-510-8255. We're also talking about your dad. As a matter of fact, I've asked you to come up with one word. I would say for my father, career-driven would have been, and golf.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Career-driven.
In Michigan.
Golf,
hi.
Hmm.
Yeah, hi. Golf. Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
That's good to know. What do you think the number one item is on this list of gadgets?
Cell phone.
Well, yeah, I think it's clear that it's close. So I would tell you that yeah, I mean, I think we could let that squeak in. It's actually the smartphone.
Oh.
The number one gadget, according to this ranking, is the smartphone, which is a cell phone and other things as well. So I would be, let's see, Ken, who's in Santa Maria, California. Ken, you said the telephone. You mean the old-style phone or the new style?
Well, I was just saying phone. I really hadn't thought much one way or the other.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's the phone technology has certainly changed our lives, has it not? Whether it's the traditional landline, the ability to communicate that way, the cell phone, smartphone, all of those things, you can understand why in terms of gadgetry it might be at the top of the aggregated list, I think anyway. So we'll take care of, I'll give both of you guys one of the Doug Steffen prizes from our closet. Tell me, Mike, don't go away, Ken. Mike, tell me about your relationship with your father, and are you a dad, by the way?
Yeah, I got a good relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
And I'm a father of three.
You are. How old are your children?
4, 2, and 6 months.
Oh, man, you're just starting things.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that for getting a night's sleep?
I don't get much.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. All right, so that's a good story. Ken, what about you?
Well, you know, like this, I would say my father is pure evil.
I don't know.
No.
I wouldn't. It isn't about me to like it or not like it. I think, unfortunately, there are men who are not as they ought to be. They don't do the job they're supposed to do, and they bring children into the world and don't take responsibility. So, yeah, well, that's horrible. So, what did you have as a male influence, Ken, on you when you were growing up?
Well, I saw how he was and tried to be different.
Yeah.
So I didn't grow into that.
What about other men who were around, neighbors or people that you might have? I asked the question because in my life, my father was an influence for sure, but I had another man who was like my second father. His name was Sam Mayo. He had the dairy farm upon which I spent much time as a child. My wife and I, when we were married, lived on that farm for the years that we were married. My children were first brought into the world in that home. And what I learned for whatever I am today, much of what I am, the values I have, came from that man.
Don't you think sometimes these deadbeat dads or moms, don't you think their greatest gift, if you look at the positive side, is that they teach you what not to do with your own family?
Yeah, right. So, Ken, tell us about your family, your children.
Well, no, I don't have any. I'm not good with children. Wow. I didn't hang around the house much. I would go to my friends' homes and stuff. And my friends that knew my brothers and myself all said that I was the only normal one out of the family.
Really?
Well, so,
that's kind of sad, but it is, you've at least learned how to deal with it, and you understand the right and the wrong. You've made your choices, and you know what your values are, so I think there's something to be said for all of that. Yep. All right, Ken, thank you. Hold on a second. We're going to send you something because we appreciate the fact that you put the info in on the phone. It can be a downer, some of this, and I think that's part of the reality of the conversation about your father. We'll certainly hear probably more good than bad, but I think that when you think about your father, many of you will think about some of the things that maybe weren't so positive. They weren't on the plus side, and that's okay. It's all fair. 800-510-8255. Yes, the smartphone, the iPod, if you will, the BlackBerry, all of those things, number one on this A&E special. That ranks radio ahead of television and personal computers, which I thought was pretty interesting. Huge, huge.
Very surprising, yeah.
Numbers of people participated in this thing, too, which I thought was kind of cool. So a reminder, again, I think we take the radio too often for granted. It's self-serving because I make my living on the radio. But by the same token, I just think...
it really is always with us.
You know, everybody this week made a big... Not everybody, but many people this week made a big deal out of the Pandora IPO, the initial public offering for it to become a stock. It went out at $16, went up to $25, went down yesterday. I think the first day was at $17.42. Yesterday, it closed at $13 and something. So up and down fast. Some people made some serious dough the first day. And then... it settles in. But many people think, as has been said more times than we can count, that Pandora will be the end of radio. Well, television was going to be the end of radio. Then the Internet was going to be the end of radio.
Yeah.
Radio is always going to be dead. And guess what? 9 million more people listened to things on the radio last year in our country than was the case the year before. It just depends on how it's being used. And so I think that is there are a lot of different ways for you to get information. Audio, excuse me, over the Internet and that sort of thing. But I'm happy to be a part of what is it's terrestrial radio. It's a signal. It's a sound. It's a way of us communicating. And that's what's so swell about this. 800-510-8255. Dr. Ken coming around in a few minutes. Meanwhile, we're focused on your father and Father's Day and a word. I would like one word that you'd use to describe your father. I use career, career-driven in golf. My father was driven by both of those things. Here's Roger in Evansville, Indiana. Hi, Roger.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, so your father said?
Boy, you're old enough to do it yourself since I was about five.
Old enough to do it yourself. So what did you take that to mean and what came out of what he told you?
Well, usually it was when I wanted him to do something with me.
Yeah.
Like, he worked on go-karts, and he's letting all the kids in the neighborhood ride them, and so I waited to go last, so he'd take me, and it's like, Dad, who's going to take me? And he goes, boy, you're old enough to do it yourself, and that's all I needed to hear.
Really? So you went out on the go-kart on your own? Did you run it over?
Oh, no. No, I did fine.
Yeah.
Are you happy that he said that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm very independent. I was a cop in the Air Force, but on the father's thing, well, he's dead. He got killed by a drunk driver when I was eight. So he trained me well quickly.
Maybe he knew subconsciously that he had to.
Well, I think part of my independence was he was a machinist, and I think he went to the big machine shop in the sky and made me a set of titanium round things.
Yeah.
But, titanium round things.
Yeah, testicles.
Oh.
You didn't pick that up there, Dougie? Because I did.
That's good, Jennifer.
But your comment on some fathers that aren't responsible, I've got a daughter that's almost 31 in Alaska, and I've been denied 80% of my court-ordered visitation.
Really?
And there's about 20 million of us out here.
I know.
And U.S. Census Bureau says that 80 to 90% of the guys pay their support and still don't get to see their kids.
Yeah. One of the sad realities, if you will, of all this kind of stuff is that there are some pretty angry women and men, and instead of it being the anger that is shared or exchanged between the two adults, the children get used more often than not.
As a pawn.
And it's
as
a pretty pawn. Sick reality. I'm not taking sides one way or another here, but I will tell you that you see it all the time, and mothers who do this are despicable. Fathers who do it are despicable. But you do hear more stories about mothers because the children more often than not end up with the mother.
About 85%.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem is coming down.
Yeah,
have
it
you
is.
Noticed that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the biggest problem is, though, the courts don't enforce their own court orders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they would do their job and do justice like they're supposed to do, the world would be a whole lot better because 1990, U.S. Secretary Sullivan, USHHS, said that 70% of our juvenile delinquents come from fatherless homes due to the lack of paternal affection and discipline.
One of the things that if you go back even further, roll it back further, if we would not get married to the wrong people, if we were smart enough to wait a while, these children that get married at 21 or 22 or 23, I have a friend who works on some of my equipment on the farm, whose son, he was going to the University of Maine in Orono, and he got married when he was 21, and his wife, within a year or so, started having affairs with other men, and he got divorced when he was 23, 24, and now he's back home. But you just wonder, how do you do that? Just especially today, you don't know who you are. You don't know what anything is about. My daughter and I were having this conversation last night. Just today, we used to grow up, maybe we grow up, we think we grow up faster, and in some ways we do. And in other ways, we grow up much less quickly.
Well, you know what the best deterrent to that is? Is having to babysit your little brothers and sisters. Because it makes you realize, hey, I'm not ready for this full time.
Yep. All right. That's an excellent idea. Thank you for sharing that as well. Roger, have a wonderful weekend. 800-510-8255 is always the way to be in touch with us. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, has some pretty interesting, I find most of what he brings to us encapsulated form is pretty interesting, pretty powerful stuff. Some of that's coming right up here on Good Day.
O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Father's Day is not for celebrating dads. It's for celebrating all our dads are. And since Father's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Father's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to share a moment with the big guy on his big day. Hallmark Father's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem.
Ugh. 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 Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with his daily dose of important medical information. A lot of things are brewing. Let's go back to the results of yesterday's poll, Ken, before we go to today's information on sleeping. The question yesterday was, how often do you put on sunscreen? 61% of those who responded to DougStephan.com said they never wear sunscreen. Are you surprised that it's that high a number, Ken?
Well, in Florida, you clearly didn't get a lot of Florida participants.
Yeah, because that's where, go to
where
the parks
am,
and things.
Where I am, people pour it on.
They do.
I had a big, big debate going on my Facebook page on this yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what was the consensus?
Very anti-sunscreen.
Yeah.
Well, except for my wife.
23% said just in the summer when it gets hot. 12% said use sunscreen about every day. And 4% say they use it on the weekend. Dr. Ken is here. Brought to you by the folks at Medifast. Ready, set, go with your diet. Ken is one of the 20,000 doctors that recommend Medifast. He's got it in his family. The closets, the cupboards are not bare. They're filled with Medifast food, Ken.
I've run out of pantry space for myself. They're all filled with Medifast, so I have to eat the Medifast. But I like it. It helps lose weight. It helps keep you healthy. My daughter and wife, they're losing weight. They're enjoying the program.
Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Log on to MedifastKen.com and enter Dr. Ken. Save some serious money on the Medifast program. Or if you'd like to talk to one of the counselors, one of the great things is the support you get by going to Medifast. You get great support from counselors who want to keep you on your toes and keep you winning. Winning is losing, if you know what I mean. So 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, to save some money. Results vary, of course. Consult your physician. Ken's mine. He said do it. So follow that lead, 800-506-4115. All right, what are the updates on sleep from this meeting, Ken?
Good sleep raises the quality of life. It lowers depression. People who get 6 to 9 hours of sleep each night, Doug, rate their quality of life higher and are less likely to feel depressed than those who sleep less. Also, the weekend, it's not long enough to recover from work week sleep loss. Men and women who get just 6 hours of sleep each night during the work week will need more than the weekend to recover from the cumulative effects of the cognitive function, that is, the inability to remember and think of this mild sleep deprivation. Men are more sensitive than women to this. And also,
really?
This is interesting, sleep deprivation plus stress hurts the blood pressure. If you don't sleep enough, that is for most of us 7 to 8 hours a night, and if you're under a lot of stress, your blood pressure goes up 10 more points than if you got enough sleep.
Wow. Sleep and stress. Killers. They can take that into account. It's 51 after. Time to go to DrKenShow.com for your free sample of Salon Pause.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Enlightenment, hopefully some entertainment in there as well. My mind is working and so is yours. We're always trying to think of things that will be more interesting than the usual bill of fare that you get with people who don't think. And there are a lot of those, sadly, on the radio. If we had all people who would think on the radio and act accordingly, instead of 9 million more people listening, we have 90 million more people listening to what's on the radio. Time for us to focus on technology a bit. As we were talking about this list, the list of the best gadgets, the biggest, the best, the news this week that hackers get bolder and bolder every day. Jennifer, the CIA website went down after a cyber attack. The same group that went after PBS and Sony and the U.S. Senate website hacked the CIA website. Could not be accessed after the attack. There is no evidence any sensitive data was compromised. All they're doing is saying, look, this is how good we are. And they're just interested in embarrassing people. Those people usually get a job, right? They're out of this stuff once they find them. But it's very interesting to look at the bill. Excuse me. That is, see how much money you and I as the taxpayer pay for all of these various websites and all of this technology, and if it's this easily attacked, I think the group is called Louise, L-U-I-Z, Security. If it's this easy to get into it, what the heck good is it?
Yeah.
Isn't it worth a darn? Wow. Okay. I wonder, under the circumstances, you think about Google. This week, we've been talking a lot, Jennifer, about Google. And how they are following everything that you do, and they're using it to make money. Did you hear what Google just did to celebrate guitar innovator Les Paul's 96th
yes.
birthday? Did you hear that?
Oh, what a time waster. Oh, it was so much fun.
All right. So if you have not heard, Jennifer has, you may not have. If you haven't, Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, tells you what Google has done to celebrate Les Paul's birthday coming up next year on Good Day.
Andro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Andro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Andro Kills Ants products at Andro.com.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Let's talk about something fun and fascinating that Google did last week in honor of the 96th birthday of musician and the electric guitar innovator Les Paul. Google displayed a fully interactive, playable, recordable guitar as its logo. Google calls these very logos doodles. You may remember the Pac-Man video game relatively recently. Because you could play and record your songs with the guitar, thousands of videos of strumming strings were posted to YouTube. Created songs include Stairway to Heaven, The Beatles' Obladi, Oblada, and John Lennon's Imagine. You played the guitar by strumming it with your mouse arrow, or, if you wanted, with numbers on your keyboard that corresponded to the guitar's strings. Some of the videos also include the number sequence required for viewers to recreate the melody themselves. To listen to the various recordings, go to YouTube and search for Google Les Paul. That's one S on the less. And to listen to Technology Taylor Minutes for free, including this one, go to techtaylorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfin.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, there's a school, speaking of technology in Maine, a school in Maine that is spending $200,000 on iPads, the iPad 2 actually, for those who are in the system that are in kindergarten.
Wow, kindergarten?
Kindergarten.
Wow.
Kindergarten. What is that? Is there something about that that shakes you up a little bit? Kindergarten.
I don't know. Maybe high school. I think I'm okay with high school, but kindergarten?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A little off the map.
I mean, they're playing with that stuff already. I'm sure we sound old. I mean, think about what Rich says. His kids are always using his iPad.
Yeah, but it gets down to how much focus. There's the good and the bad. Remember the story? Was it last week a Chinese teenager sold his kidneys so he could buy an iPad?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Does that make good sense? Check out all of this at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook for your dad input. Jennifer's done a good job, so see what you can find there that you can relate to. Again, Facebook, you can follow us, Facebook.com/Good Day Show.